This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation after Iran fired missiles at two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. White House correspondent Patty Whitakaswara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Later today, the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to approve a resolution directing President Trump to not use the military against Iran. Meanwhile, Pope Francis is warning about the risks associated with rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The Pope describes the deterioration of U.S.-Iran relations as, quote, particularly troubling. He says the increase in tensions could trigger a broader conflict while jeopardizing efforts to rebuild Iraq. Vatican officials and Christian leaders are concerned about the airstrike that killed Iran's top general and what it could mean for Iraq's beleaguered Christian minorities. Francis also denounced the silence among world leaders regarding the long-running war in Syria, the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, and the intensified fighting in Libya. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more on this or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian authorities are urging another mass evacuation across the heavily populated southeast as a return of hot weather fanned huge bushfires. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
A return of extreme temperatures has led to calls for another mass evacuation in southeast Australia. Monster bushfires have scorched an area the size of South Korea, killing 27 people, while thousands have been made homeless. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday called for unity.
I would encourage all Australians to continue to follow the advice of authorities, to keep being kind to each other as the way you are. Thank you for your generosity and your support.
The New South Wales government has pledged a further $1 billion to help rebuild communities. The fires are expected to continue until Australia experiences solid rainfall.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee reporting. Iranian investigators say the crew of a Ukrainian passenger jet that crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran's airport had tried to turn back and that the pilot made no radio communications about any problems. More from VOA's Latika Hoke.
Ukrainian Airlines flight PS752 crashed minutes after takeoff early Wednesday when it reached the altitude of about 2,500 meters. All 176 people on board were killed in the crash. Iranian authorities said they have recovered the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the Boeing aircraft, but would not share the information obtained from them with the American manufacturer. Ukraine is demanding a thorough and reliable investigation.
Of course, we will demand that this investigation is conducted as transparently as possible, so that all international public organizations that could ensure or strengthen trust in this investigation are involved.
Ukrainian authorities have suspended all the flights to and from Iran pending the investigation. Zlaritsa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian authorities are suggesting a missile strike is one of the possible causes of the crash. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they plan to step back as senior members of Britain's royal family and forge their own path. AP's Jennifer King reports.
In a statement issued by Buckingham Palace and posted on the couple's Instagram account, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they've chosen to make a transition to carve out a progressive new role within the institution, work to become financially independent, and balance their time between the United Kingdom and North America while continuing to honor their duties. It's not known exactly where in the Americas the couple would spend their time. Royal watchers say that senior royals are understood to be disappointed by the announcement. Buckingham Palace responded with a terse statement, saying discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. I'm Jennifer King.
And in Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.